Well, Pinkies, guess who? It is the Fey Driver. And we are about to go and embark on a journey. Today, we are going to grocery shopping. So I'm going to find the farthest away grocery store I can possibly find. And we're going to head that way. If I can just get my garage door to close, there she comes. So we're in the Deliverator today. I'm just getting organized here. Just bear with me while I put on my gloves and, ooh, it's cold out. What is it? Oh, it's 6 degrees in the garage. That's not very good. I'll tell you what the temperature is in a minute. Seat heat. Oh, yes, thank you. So we're testing out a little bit of a different audio situation. I hope you're able to hear me okay. I've been editing this bloody video for the goddamn Pride 48. And, oh my god, editing. So anyway, I found my old editing jacket, and lo and behold, I had some mic clips in it and stuff like that, so I've got a little bit of new equipment to test out on you today. So let's see now, what are we doing today? We are going the long way. Oh, this is the wrong way for the long way to the grocery store. Okay, so... yes, kind of exciting news. I'm not even sure if I'm allowed to talk about it, but I've been editing the video from the Pride 48 Las Vegas 2012 situation that occurred, and I'm all done. Like, I've just basically finished my final last look, picked out a couple mistakes I'd like to fix, but probably won't. And I'm going to port that video out to some high quality and low quality versions of an online movie. So I just have to get approval from the suits, Adam Burns and Daniel Brewer. And hopefully we'll have that video for you soon. So, I'll be glad when that's done. I've been working on that fucking thing for 3 weeks, people. Like, not just, like, a little bit at a time, but, like, I'm sure I spent 4 full days on it. Not to mention all the little other little tweaks and things. But anyway, it's a great video. It's really quite, I must say, I'm quite impressed with this video that I made for you. Because I'm so fantastic, you know. No, it's quite good. It's very long. It's 38 minutes long of talking heads. It's like the fucking worst kind of edit you'd ever want to do. It's talking heads. Oh, I had a wonderful time. Oh, I met these people. Oh, Pride 48 is so great. You know, blah, 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 blah. But anyway, I got through it for you folks. But I'm inflicting 38 minutes of talking heads on you. But fear not, it's broken up into a couple different sections. There's about 3 acts altogether, so just chew off a little bit at a time. Watch one section and take a rest. The Lord knows I'm ready for a rest. So actually, it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed editing that video. Getting the old fingers warmed up on Final Cut Pro again. It's been a long time since I did any good work on an editing machine. So I quite enjoyed that old editing. And then I went and so I was looking for my editor's vest or my TV vest because I used to do production work. I worked as a PA and editor and all that. And I had my equipment kit, and one of the tools in my equipment kit is my vest, which is like a fisherman's vest, but instead of having hooks and lures and worms coming out of my pocket, I have cables and microphone clips and all kinds of tape, gaffer's tape, pens and shit in my vest. So anyway, what am I getting on? All right, new vest. Okay, so here's what's happening. I've been busy. So, my God, been run ragged. I'm supposed to be on vacation, and all I've been bloody doing is work, work, work. And I got more work to do. So, I'm out here today. So we've had a Pink Wheelette's Garage on January 4th. Thank you to everybody who was involved in that. Had a very nice message from Toppy Smelly, who was very generous in his comments about how he likes the Pink Wheelette's Garage show. Thank you very much, Toppy Smelly. Next week on the Pink Wheelette's Garage, this is gonna be a dangerous one, folks. You're gonna wanna be careful if you're gonna wanna come to this one. We are gonna have a Geek Talk Freakout, just me and Apollonius from They Don't Know a podcast. You know Apollonius. He's been on the Pink Wheelette's Garage before. So it's just going to be me and him. And we're going to sit down and we're going to talk about all the super geeky things that we like about our super geeky cars. So if you think that you can stand an hour of geek talk, freak talk, gyroscopic precession and flex discs and torque and all those other yummy things that we like to talk about when we talk about cars, then you come and join me on January 11th at 7 p.m. Eastern with Apollonius, and we will talk your nuts off. Still don't have temperature. In fifth gear, into the corner, 100 kilometers an hour, 3,000 RPM. Nice, very nice. Weight over the back wheels, 110. Lovely. Two very nice little bit of an S-curve corner there. Like that section. So I'm not sure if you can tell, I am in the Deliverator today. For those of you who are new to the Pink Wheelette's podcast, because I know you're all just flooding in here to listen to me yammer on about bullshit. The Deliverator is a 2004 Crossfire, which is a two-seater car with, yellow light, with a 3.2-liter six-cylinder engine. Sorry, I'm just moving things around here as I grip my gears. Getting comfortable, and green light. Green light! I think I will just put my wing up. Manual wing up. I think I need a new road. Gotta go find some new roads in this town, Pinkies. These roads are getting a little boring for me. Though still fun. But one should always be seeking for the next thrill, shouldn't you? Well, I see a thrill coming up here. And it's this corner. 80 kilometers an hour. We have a very hard left here. I'd like to grab third, but I'm not, or second, not going to. Yeah, there you go. Just a little bit of a kick out. Not even a tits wiggle. Just a little bit of a nubble. That's what it was. Just a little bum nubble. You know what a bum nubble is? That's when you just give your bum just a little wiggle. Just a little boop, boop, boop. Nubble. You remember that term. I'm going to be giving you a quiz. What is the difference between a nubble and a wiggle? So, yes, we're out here in the backcountry roads. This is some of the sort of the typical of adventure you might have on the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. We're out here in the fucking pouring rain, essentially. in the backwoods of the plains, the prairies of Vancouver. Which is just a bit of flat land, basically. And I'm out hooning about in my car with my rear-wheel drive, and I'm I have turned off the traction control, so death is mere inches away from us, folks. Especially around this corner there. That's a slippery one. Now that was a full slide, folks. Not just a wiggle. That was a full-on bum out around the corner. We're coming up to the corner. I think it's actually snowing, in fact. We're coming up to the corner that I call the mailbox corner. Not this one, but the next one. And I always forget this corner. People are actually golfing out in this pouring rain. What a horrible sport golf is. If you're a golfer, you got to explain a few things. You got some explaining to do. I guess, you know, it's a very technical sport. I can admire that. But I don't know. It's just walking around in the rain. All the time. Ah, fucking yellow lights. Good God. There's not even anybody there. I gotta stop this beast. Anyways, I think I was going on about throwing this car around in corners and yada, yada, yada. Having a lot of fun. Okay, yippity-doo, we're done. I think that's it for this little show. Sounds like I've run out of anything smart to say. I could check my list, but I can't be bothered because I'm busy driving. So I'm going to continue enjoying my drive while you yahoos get on with your life. Come to the Pink Wheel Nuts Garage on Friday, pride48.com. And that's it. Get out of the way. Oh, I wanted to say also thank you to Brian from That Game Night Guys for the music, the Christmas music. I will cherish that. Brian sent out to selected few his list of music, Christmas music that he makes. Thank you very much for inviting me to share your music, Brian. I enjoyed that. But Christmas is over now. I'm putting it away till next year. Thank you very much. We are back, or we are finished our first stop.
Testing. System ready.
So, having finished at the first stop, I'm done. I'm going home now, I think. You know what's happening to me? My debit card is wearing out. My bank card. You know what a debit card is.
Okay, alert.
It has given up the ghost. Like, it works 50% of the time. The problem is, like, you know, it says once or twice, unable to read your chip and check your strip and see your vendor or whatever, your banker gives me those, but then it always says declined, and seeing those words, your card has been declined, it's so depressing. Like, what are you, some sort of a credit risk now? You've been declined. It's kind of embarrassing, isn't it?
Well, your card didn't work, sir. It's been declined.
You know, you're standing in a line of people. And I'm an upstanding... I'm an honest and forthright and upstanding individual. I never... And what else? You know what else? I got a nasty letter from the power company, too. Because I paid my bill in full minus 9 cents. Because I did the old accountants, every accountant who listens to this show, Guru Nudi. I did that old transposition. I paid 12 cents instead of 21. So I'm 9 cents short on my power bill, and they, you know, they're always so pleasant to you all the time. Thank you for paying your bill on time, it says in the margin of their letters. You're one of our best customers. Thank you for paying on time. And then the first opportunity you miss pay by 9 cents, they're on you like, my God, who do you think you are? You missed a payment. Please pay this immediately. Like, oh, I'm gonna get beat up by the power guy. 9 cents. So of course I had to pay 9 cents on the immediately, lest I be carted off to jail. I mean, really, people. So so I'm a credit risk. I don't have any way to pay because my card keeps getting declined. And I'm out buying groceries for Mr. Anderson. Now, I told you that I was on vacation, but you'd never bloody well know it. I haven't stopped working since I left work. I've been working on trucks and cleaning out the storeroom and, oh my God, all the things I've been doing. You know, I've got guests coming in April. And I have to make room in the basement for the bodies, so I've been trying to clean out my storeroom. Oh, I got so many projects to go, people. Now that I got that bloody video finished, I can carry on with my life. The next thing is going to be ripping up carpet. I really had hoped on this days away from work that I'm having, my little vacation, that I would be able to rip out the carpet in the castle, because we're getting all new floors, or almost all new floors, or something, and I have to work on it. I don't have time for broken cars and fixing dents and people running into me. These impact my beauty sleep. It impacts my hooning around in the country time. So, I don't know, the Christmas tree, I had to take the Christmas tree down. The house is dirty, I was scrubbing the side of the house. I still gotta work on the truck. Oh, just complain, Faye. Take a pill. Alright, well listen. I'm pretty sure I've gone on enough here. You're probably so tired of this nonsense. Thank you for listening to the Pink Wheel Nuts Garage. Join me for the show coming on Friday. Look out for the fantastic video created by me from Pride 48. And yeah, we'll catch you on the flip-flop, as Trucker Alex says, or might say. Or maybe he would say that in 1970 if he was trucking in 1970. In any case, catch you on the flip side. There's a Chevy Volt in the parking lot that I'm in, sitting over there with his little taillights on. That's interesting.